the Antiwhite system and tune in to the Pearl White system at RadioArian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 7th of June 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioArian.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another week, and that means everybody's finishing work today. That means we're having a little bit of a celebration. That means we must have Grandpa Lampshade with us. Grandpa, how are you doing today? How's Texas?
It's already getting hot.
I bet.
It's right. It's Friday. Longshanks and Lampshade, Clown World in Review, as I've come to refer to it. And we're never short of Clown World material. That's right. We're never short.
We certainly aren't. We certainly are not. And it's the season for sunshine in Texas. And it's also the season for sodomites, apparently. It's Gay Pride Month. It started out, it was just Gay Pride Parade. It was just in the capital city on one day where they flaunted their perversity. Then it became Gay Pride Week. Now it's a whole month that we have to put up with the sodomites and all their perversities. And we have a new story today which seems to be bucking that trend. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has joined in the social media roasting of plans to organize a Boston Straight Pride Parade. On Wednesday, the New York Democrat took to Twitter to mock the plans for the march on heterosexual pride. Will straight pride be a Freaky Friday type situation where all of our history books, movies, stories, media, news, etc. feature mostly LGBTQ plus people and perspectives? Will people have to come out as straight? What would folks march in? Socks without sandals on or dad jeans? She tweeted. I mean, what is this crazy woman going on about? I mean, the situation is that everything we see on television is filled with homosexuals. Our history books now have to be filled with homosexuals. Yes, the movies are. The media is filled with it. So what is she saying? Is this is going to be a shocking day where that's going to happen? That happens all the time. This is why people are complaining about this and complaining about straight people being discriminated against like this. Because that's what this is about. What do you pick this article, Grandpa? What do you think of this? I mean, what's she doing weighing in on this like this anyway?
Well, there's nothing she's not willing to weigh in on just about. I mean, if you're going to do Clown World and you want to take the easy path, you know, and I can be lazy sometimes, I'm not going to lie. Ocasio-Cortez is always easy material. You know, it's just like when I used to have my blog, you know, and I was writing articles and I couldn't come up with anything. You know, going to the well for black crime stories was the easy route. You know, well, Ocasio-Cortez is an easy route because she's always doing something. She is like the queen of Clown World. So she's easy go-to material. The thing I thought was funny here is we're now up to, I guess they're tired of having to add letters, you know. So we're now just the LGBTQ plus, because LMNOP, you know, we're going to run out of letters. So they're going to hang a plus on there, and any sort of degeneracy, you know, we've got it covered with the plus. It's kind of like climate change. You know, we had global cooling, global warming, back to global cooling, back to global warming. Now, hell with it. We're just going to say climate change. It's like LGBTQ plus. Yeah. Yes. Because normal people all wear socks and sandals and dad jeans or whatever. We're in the world where, you know, if you're normal, you're the one that needs to be mocked because, you know, degeneracy is celebrated.
Degeneracy is so cool. We did have an article earlier this week, actually, from Canada, and they've added another couple of letters and I think possibly some numbers to that LGBTQ as well, but I can't quite remember what it was. And they didn't yet have the P on there that we've been expecting for quite some time now. Well, apparently June is LGBTQ Pride Month, and cities all over the world are hosting rainbow festivities, festivals and parades to celebrate the community. And I'll just stop there, because this hijacking of the rainbow by them, it doesn't actually make any sense. It makes a lot more sense that white nationalists use the rainbow flag. You've got all these colours there that are kept separate, and they only have that beautiful, vibrant colour because they are kept separate. If they blend together, then they just turn into mud. And what was the rainbow the symbol of? It was a symbol that God gave the world after destroying it in a flood. And why did he destroy it in a flood? He destroyed it in a flood because the sons of God came down and made wives out of the daughters of men. It was a race mixing incident. The rainbow is a symbol of a race mixing incident that God was furious about and destroyed the world. It's got nothing to do with Sodomites. Sodom was destroyed shortly after God instituted this rainbow. So I'm right behind the alt-right and nationalists retaking the rainbow flag, and we've been doing a lot of that. It's even been featured in mainstream articles how we are taking the rainbow flag back. We're also taking the hashtag, because of course that is Heil Hitler, and also for Odel Rooms. So I think we stand a good chance of actually taking this back from them, and we could have a lot of fun by using this rainbow symbol, especially during this so-called Pride Month. However, a group led by three men is trying to champion a different community and have planned to hold their own parade in Boston to celebrate straight pride, which I think is wonderful. That's great that they are actually doing this. For quite a while, there's been t-shirts around with straight pride symbols on them, but I think this is the first time that anybody has actually had a parade for it, and this all sounds very good. We've got a twist at the end, but I'll just hand it over to you, Grandpa. For what do you think about having our own parade, a straight pride parade?
This is an excellent troll, by the way. This is how it's done. It really is on several fronts. Talking about the rainbow thing, you know, it's just because it's clown world and they have to dress everything up as the opposite of what it is. One of the things I find, you know, intrigue or entertaining when dealing with people who are not, say, homosexuals, and they run around and celebrate this crap, you know, is when you point out what we're talking about, you know, without being disgusting here, we're trying to end on a high note, but seriously, you know, we're talking about, you know, sex with some guy's hairy ass. I mean, and you watch them start reeling backwards, because even though they're running around promoting it, it's like they don't even want to think about what we're actually talking about. So they dress this shit up with this rainbow stuff and try to put happy colors on it. But what we're actually talking about, you know, is something that's just naturally on a fundamental level revolting. I like this straight pride parade. It is. It's an excellent deal, and it'll become more clear as we go through this, so I won't belabor it too much. But it's an excellent troll because you watch their over-the-top reaction. You watch over-the-top reaction, and as we read, go through this, and see the over-the-top reaction that these people are having to this, it becomes all the more apparent that this isn't about celebrating what homosexuals are doing with their lifestyle. It's about forcing everybody else to submit. And when they are holding this a straight pride parade, it's a statement that, yeah, we're not submitting. You know, if you were in a camp and the camp guard or the camp commander demanded everybody kneel down with their face on the floor, you know, rebellion doesn't mean you have to jump up and attack the camp guard. Just simply raising your head up and not submitting is rebellion enough. And that'll become more apparent, I think, as we go through this story.
Well, if you point out the mechanics of what they actually get up to, I mean, people are absolutely revolted by that. I mean, it's absolutely vile. And these people themselves, they know what they are doing is wrong. That's why they have these parades. That's why they have to flaunt it, because they feel guilt over what they do. And if they can get other people to accept it, then they feel a little bit less guilty. That's the psychology behind it. The very fact they do this shows us that they do know that it is actually wrong. Under the organization name Super Happy Fun America, I think that's a great name, three Boston men, John Hugo, Mark Sahadi, and Chris Bartley, have applied for a permit for the Straight Pride Parade. They claimed to be working on behalf of the straight community in order to foster respect and awareness with people from all walks of life. The men said they decided to launch the campaign to educate the public, politicians and civil servants about the straight community and the unique problems we face. The parade appeared to be a reaction to the city's rejection of the group's application to raise its straight pride flag at Boston's City Hall earlier this spring. We are disappointed that the Walsh administration has chosen hate and discrimination, a blog post on the site from April the 20th read. That's your confirmation there that this is an excellent troll, because they're just throwing it straight back at the people that are forcing this upon us and using their same language and hate and discrimination. And of course, that's what it is. If they're going to say that, you know, you can't have your straight pride flag, then they are discriminating against them on the basis of their sexuality, which is what we could constantly being told we should not be doing when homosexuals flaunt what they do in front of us. I think this is great, especially this name, Grandpa, Super Happy Fun America. That's, you know, that's a great name for it.
Yeah, and again, this is an excellent example, I mean, of hijacking the rhetoric. They've completely hijacked the rhetoric. They've taken all of the crap, that the rhetoric that they spew for this stuff, and they just swapped out heterosexual for homosexual. And again, when we go through and see these over-the-top reactions denouncing this and carrying on about it, it's a message to the people. It makes it more and more clear that this is just – it's about forcing you to submit. You know, and the thing is, look, these homosexuals, LG, LMNOP, whatever the hell, you know, they're just tools. They don't, these people that push and promote and organize this stuff, the people that are out there parading around, yeah, they think it's just great. And as you pointed out, I mean, they think that the reason they feel horrible about themselves is because society isn't accepting enough. But when you get up to the level of whoever funds, organizes, and pushes it, they don't care about these people. They're just tools. They're tools to use to, again, force a mindset of submission on the people, on the nation.
It's a slow creep towards degeneracy. Originally, we were told, well, it needs to be legalized because it's just what they want to do in their own homes, and we'll make it adults over the age of 21. Then they dropped it to 18. Then they dropped the age to 16. Then they wanted to have their Gay Pride Day, then the Gay Pride Week, then the Gay Pride Month. Then they said, now we've got to start teaching children about it. Now we've got to start teaching children that it's positive. Now we've got to start telling them it's good to be gay. Now we've got to start telling them it's good to cut their penis off. Now we've got to start telling them that they can change sex. And now we've got to start teaching them all that at the age of 4 years old, including the mechanics of anal sex, which is why the Muslims are actually absolutely going wild, and quite rightly so, in Britain at the moment outside of a school. And it's been quite hilarious to watch the left not knowing who to support, whether to support the Muslims or whether to support the perverts in this. And this is still going on as we speak, but we have yet to actually have anyone stand up and have a straight pride parade in Britain. And of course, this call to action has seen the trio receive a bit of a social media roasting. Since news of the planned parade went viral online on Tuesday night, thousands have swarmed to Twitter and Facebook to poke fun at the three men. One female Twitter user tweeted, "There was no need for a straight pride parade when it happened every day. We literally get a straight pride parade from the morning a straight person is born. It's every damn day we get to walk around without being harassed for living the way we do." Well, I can't remember the last time I saw people having heterosexual sex on the streets or running around naked, apart from at one of these sodomite parades. You don't actually see a straight pride parade that is the equivalent of a gay pride parade, because a gay pride parade is something that you would not want children to see. The whole point of it is to flaunt their perversity. And you don't see straight people doing that. Straight people are not into doing that. You know, we have standards, and we get embarrassed. We don't want to show ourselves off and show our bodies off and show our backsides off to everyone, because we know that people will be absolutely repulsed by it. And these people making these comments, they have no idea what they're actually saying, do they?
Well, the thing is, we see this same tactic used over and over and over again. I mean, who's left on Twitter and Facebook? I mean, really, who is left good on point. Twitter and Facebook?
Good point.
They're even banning Normicons, you know, so we've been long gone. I've been permabanned from Twitter for probably 2 years now. I mean, who is left on Twitter and Facebook? So they write these stories and they go, oh, my gosh, look at the roasting they're receiving on Twitter and Facebook. Well, yeah, because all that's left on Twitter and Facebook are shit-lib leftists. So, yeah, you know, but they try to portray it in a sense that this is an example, a cross sample of the way the rest of the country feels. See, the rest of the country, they're mocking this because it's so stupid. See, everybody else in the country thinks these guys are stupid. But all that's left on those platforms is basically shit lib leftists. And just real quick, going on back to what you were talking about, how now they've marched this back to promoting it to children as young as 4 years old now. Again, this is about submission because it's one thing to force it on you and they take it to the next level. Okay, well, now we mock your religion. Okay, well, now we mock you. Well, now we're going to target your children. Are you still going to submit? Yes, they're going to force you to submit because if you'll submit to them pushing this stuff on your kids, you'll submit to anything. I mean, because that goes to your fundamental instinct to protect your children. If you'll ignore that instinct and go along with the program to promote this on your four-year-old, I mean, what's left? I mean, what is left that you won't go along with? It always view these things in the context of submission.
It's all about mocking, degrading the target people, basically. They want to mock us. They want to ridicule us. They want to degrade us. They want to get us to accept this when this goes against all established norms of natural law. And yet they will still try and mock the people that stand up against this. If they wanted to get, a balanced view, surely they would have gone to Gab to find out whether people were roasting it on Gab now that they've purged Twitter and Facebook from anybody that thinks any differently to them. Another wrote the parade was nothing to do with pride, but was about a bunch of insecure men and women who seem to be threatened by people celebrating the pride of LGBTQIA community. It says a lot about these people. It should just be called the homophobia pride. Why is it they think that we're frightened of them? We're not frightened of them. We are disgusted by them. We're disgusted by them, and we don't want to put our children in risk's way, in harm's way. How does a homosexual reproduce himself? He can't. The homosexual can only recruit others to being homosexual. How do they recruit others to being homosexual? Well, they look for young, insecure members of their own sex, and then they molest them, basically. That's how homosexuals recruit other homosexuals. And if you care about children, you want to keep them apart from that as much as possible. Look at the Scouts of America. They've now gone bankrupt after bringing in homosexual scoutmasters because they've been sued to death for the scoutmasters molesting the boys. And nobody will join the Boy Scouts anymore because of this. That's just one instance that I can think of. What do you think of this? We're all just homophobic. We're all just scared of queers, Grandpa.
I'm sorry, I was sitting here trying to figure out what the hell IA stands for. LGBTQIA. I don't even know
in
if
the
I want
ass?
To know.
In the ass? Is that what it stands for? Into anal?
Into anal. That just the good blanket it covers.
That covers all of it, doesn't it?
It covers everything. Again, you see a lot of projection here. Yeah, this notion. Oh, you're just frightened. You're just frightened. Well, we're frightened. We just, like I say, we're revolted. We don't like what it. This notion. I don't know. There seems to be this idea in the homosexual community that everybody else sits around worrying about what they're doing. You know, I think one of the things that's really would be really devastating for them is if they really understood how little the rest of us give a shit about what they do in the privacy of their own homes. I mean, really, I do not sit around waking up every day pondering how many people might be having hairy man butt sex somewhere. I don't sit around and think about these things. I don't care. And see, that really bothers them. They act as though we're focused on them. We just sit around and obsess about what are these people doing? We're really not. But yet you see this projection on their part because their entire identity is centered around what kind of degenerate sex they have. That is their identity. I mean, their identity isn't their race. Their identity isn't their religion. Their identity isn't even necessarily their family. Their entire identity that they put out in public, that they wrap their core sense of self, their core sense of being, is wrapped around what kind of sex they have. I just, you know, so you see that. And so then from that, they leap to this fact that, well, everybody else must feel the same way. So everybody else must be focused on what kind of sex I'm having. No, nobody cares. If they weren't parading it about in the streets and using it to promote on younger people and using it to degrade and destroy our society, I don't think anybody would be going around kicking people's doors in, snooping around to see what kind of degenerate sex they have, because they really just don't care. What makes people care is when they push this stuff in the streets as a weapon against the society as a whole. And you see this in Russia, where they've shut down all this public promotion of homosexuality. I don't think they're going around kicking people's doors in, but they've shut down this public display business because they recognize that it's a weapon to destroy the society.
Well, they recognize it's harmful to children over in Russia. That's what the law is. The law is against propagandizing homosexual acts to children, because they don't want their children harmed by this. It's not about adults. I mean, the children are at the very forefront of what they're doing over there in Russia, as well as Ocasio-Cortez. The straight pride parade has captured the attention of a number of other celebrities, what a surprise, and high-profile politicians voicing similar outrage. Captain America's Chris Evans quipped, "The march sounded like a cool initiative, but suggested it should instead be renamed the Desperately Trying to Bury Our Own Gay Thoughts by Being Homophobic Because No One Taught Us How to Access Our Emotions as Children's Parade." So here we come up with this canard that you're only against homosexuality if indeed you are actually homosexual yourself. When if you don't actually have a natural revulsion at the mechanics of homosexual sex, then, you know, I feel very sorry for you, because you'd have to be really, really deviant not to understand why it is wrong to put the generative organs in the waste disposal unit, basically. I mean, you're talking about a satanic reversal of the creative act. This comes up with so-called gay marriage. I mean, that's like a black mass. It's like the satanic inversion of the holy mass. It's the satanic inversion of marriage. It's not something that can create children. It's the very worst possible thing you could do, I would suggest, you know, spiritually, to be doing something like that. It's got nothing to do with being against it because we are homosexual ourselves. I mean, that is just a canard, again, to use the sort of terminology that they like to use. Do you know this Captain America's Chris Evans? I mean, he sounds like he's probably quite a famous actor over there, Grandpa.
No, no idea. I don't watch any of that crap. It's not made in Korea. I don't watch it. They have this same list of lines they go back to over and over and over again. Oh, if you criticize any of this stuff, then you're a secret homosexual yourself. I mean, how does that even make any sense? Well, let's flip that over then. If you run around and you're a leftist and you accuse everybody who disagrees with you of being a Nazi, then that must mean you're a secret Nazi yourself. We could switch this around and use the same stupid reasoning the other direction. You know, well, if you criticize anybody who disagrees with you as being a Nazi, that means you're a secret Nazi yourself, and you probably have a swastika hidden in your room or some shit. You know, because it's just stupid. It really is. It's just stupid. And you bring up the gay marriage, and again, another step, because if you aside your religious beliefs, that was the religious side of the submission. If you'll go along with the homosexual marriage and recognize homosexual marriage, another act of submission. It's always step by step by step, more submission. And it'll get more and more outlandish. We all know the P is coming on there. Maybe that's what the IA stands for. They don't want to put the P because it might be a little too far right now. So maybe that stands for some sort of child thing. I don't know. But yeah, it's always going to get more and more outlandish. It's always going to get more and more outlandish, the demands that you submit.
I'm surprised they haven't come up with the size of the penis insult yet, to be honest. I think that's the only one they haven't. Perhaps that could be a variation of this one. Straight Pride Parade, F off. Simply added rock group Smash Mouth. Well, they've got a lot of imagination, haven't they? Just simply telling straight people to F off. Meanwhile, author and social media commentator James Fell said that as a straight person, he was grateful for the privilege he had, but there was no need for a pride parade. There is nothing I ever had to fight for or struggle against because I'm straight, and therefore there isn't any reason to take pride in it, he said. What I do see is that this parade is misnamed. It's not a straight pride parade. It should be called I'm a homophobic piece of shit parade. Here we go again. I mean, what we've got here is just ad hominems, insults, and all just based upon somebody's sexuality. Do they not realize that, you know, that this is exactly what they're telling us we shouldn't do? They are doing. And again, this is why it's such a fantastic troll that we've got here, Grandpa. Despite the social media roasting, it appears the Boston Straight Pride Parade will happen. One of the organizers, Mark Sahadi, and members of the right-wing group Oppose Marxism confirmed a tentative date had been set for August 31st. It looks like the Boston Straight Pride Parade will happen. We filed a discrimination complaint and it appears the city of Boston understands they would lose in litigation. The city is now working with us on the parade. We will have the streets closed and be allowed floats and vehicles. If you would like to come as an individual, march as a group, or bring a float or vehicle, then get in touch. This is our chance to have a patriotic parade in Boston as we celebrate straight pride. And I love the fact that they brought up patriotism in that. Patriotic parade as well. The organization opposed Marxism. I mean, this sounds great, Grandpa. It really does.
Yeah, because it ties it all together. It ties this together as being a demand to submit. I thought it was real funny, the quote from the guy, there's nothing I've ever had to fight for or struggle against because I'm straight. Wow, talk about privilege. He's never in his whole life had to fight for anything. He never had to fight or struggle against anything because of what kind of sex he has. Who knew? You know, who knew that was easy street? It's just, if you're straight, then what do you know? Life is on the easy setting, I guess. How does that even make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. It's just all rhetoric and signaling. See, I'm one of the good thinkers here. I'm one of the good thinkers. Look at me. Oh, applaud me. Like my post. I've never had to fight or struggle against anything. Well, congratulations on living a privileged life because everybody else in the world has to fight and struggle. I don't care who you are. It's just more utter ridiculousness.
Perhaps he's talking about not having to hang around the gents' toilets, as if he thinks hanging around the gents' toilets looking for anonymous gay sex, as if that's something these people just have to do, and it's a real struggle. The fact that people think that's disgusting and don't think that's normal behaviour. It's not normal behaviour, and thankfully these guys are speaking up against it. Super happy, fun America's president and former Congress hopeful John Hugo claims the group's message has been misconstrued, insisting the parade isn't anti-LGBT. It's a stand against the tyranny of the minority. The hate we are receiving from the Hollywood elite is just astonishing, Hugo said to DailyMail.com, adding that we've had dozens of people reaching out from the LGBT community telling us what a fantastic idea the parade is. We have our parade and you have yours. And then you're thinking, so just what's going on here? Dismissing claims that the march was motivated by homophobia, Hugo said the event's keynote speaker would be a very famous gay conservative, but declined to confirm who, citing security reasons. He also pointed out that the group's third member and gay ambassador, Chris Bartley, is homosexual. So what we've actually got here is homosexuals telling us what being straight is about. I just couldn't believe this bit when I read this. It's actually homosexuals that are doing this. And they're still being attacked. It's like when white nationalists put forward their Negro, or when the Republican Party have a keynote speaker that is a Negro trying to appeal to the Negroes. Who are they trying to appeal to by doing this, by having homosexuals standing up there speaking for us? What do you think about this bit?
Well, I, I think, again, though, it shows these people's over the top reaction. And I understand. I mean, it's kind of like, OK, why? You know, it's like with the conservatives running around trying to find the magic black person. And if they can find a magic black person that agrees with them, then they'll get quit being called a racist by the left, which, of course, never actually happens. But in this case, I mean, it kind of drives home the point. I mean, here they've got homosexuals as a part of the, you know, going to do a speech or something, whether it's Milo or whoever the hell else. I don't know. Don't really care. But I mean, it drives home the point that it isn't even really about the homosexual stuff. This is about a social agenda that they are pushing when they're dressing it up with this homo stuff, as far as why any of these homosexuals would say be a part of supporting the straight pride thing. I think there is a certain level of people in that community that there are a few that do get that they're being used by this. And then when the backlash and the blowback comes, it's not going to be good. And they get that, hey, you know, we're used here, and these people that are pushing this, when, if and when it all blows up, they're going to leave us hanging out to dry. We're going to be flapping in the wind, you know, with angry people coming after us. They're not going to come to our rescue. And I think there's a certain amount of them in the, you know, in that community that realize this and realize, hey, you know, this isn't necessarily such a great idea. Again, though, I kind of get what they're doing with that, because again, it highlights the fact that it's not even about the homosexual stuff. It really gets down to pushing a Marxist leftist agenda and using this homosexual stuff as a tool, as a weapon for that agenda.
Well, it's good that they're pushing that. I'm just, you know, a little bit uneasy about the fact that 2/3 of the people involved are actually homosexual. It's like, haven't we got white folks that can speak up for us? Haven't we got straight people that can speak up? But I guess it's all part of the troll. The one-day event is proposed to consist of the parade and a closing ceremony in which a straight pride flag will be raised above Boston's City Hall. Speeches and an outreach to the community will follow. They'll probably get lots of things thrown at them, I'm guessing, where the group will invite the city's mayor, Martin J. Walsh, to participate and express the city's support for the straight community, according to the SFHA's event page. Mayor Mary Walsh declined to specifically reference the event in a statement, instead choosing to focus on LGBT pride and upcoming events to celebrate the group in the weeks ahead. I wonder if that's, they've got Mary Walsh as the mayor, and then they've got the city's mayor, Martin J. Walsh. So I'm just wondering now if that's muscle Mary Walsh, and the mayor himself is homosexual. But he says, every year Boston hosts our annual Pride Week, where our city comes together to celebrate the diversity, strength and acceptance of our LGBT community, Walsh said in a statement. This is a very special week that represents Boston's values of love and inclusion, which are unwavering. Well, there's not much acceptance there of the straight community that want to hold their straight pride parade, is there? Not much love and inclusion for them. I mean, that's hilarious that he's got that at the end there. That's the mayor's statement after all this abuse that's just been thrown out at the straight people. And then he talks about love, inclusion and acceptance there at the end. Well, that's a great article there, Grandpa. And I hope we hear more about that. I do hope it goes ahead. I think it's great that there's going to be a straight pride flag that's going to be hoisted above Boston's City Hall, and any of our listeners, get along there and tell us how it goes. So any of our listeners that get along there, it's August the 31st. Any of our listeners in Boston, go along there, give them some support. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.